and we couldn't have done it without you. To you, we say thank you. Twalumba, twatotela, sikomo, situpezi, twasanta. Part of the celebration. Join MTN today. MTN, what are we doing today?
Hot FM Lusaka is your number one hit station.
We bring you the best content Zambia and the continent has to offer.
We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on +260 961 690 486.
Elevate your business. Power and one with me, FM Lusaka. Number one hit station. Number one hit station.
Bringing you out of the press. News from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
United Party for National Development castigates former Secretary to the Cabinet, Dr. Leslie Mbula. Favorable public participation on the constitutional amendment process elates government. In international news, Tanzania unrest deepens as opposition alleges fraud and protests enter third day. And in sports, the Zambia under 17 boys team, national team rather, arrives in Doha ahead of FIFA World Cup.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. The United Party for National Development has castigated Zambia's former Secretary to the Cabinet, Dr. Leslie Mbula, for his warning remarks that Zambia risks facing a situation similar to the current unrest in neighboring Tanzania. Dr. Mbula is quoted by a named media house in Lusaka as saying Zambia risks facing political unrest if government continues to suppress citizens' voices and fail to engage in genuine consultations on contentious national issues. But the UPND says Dr. Mbula has no brains and that he is not appreciating the ruling government following his son's appointment as Director General of Emoluments Commission. According to a Facebook post by party media team, the post read in part that these are persons that the party needs to show the door, just like Kapwepwe has been insulting the government when the child has been first secretary in foreign mission in Kenya. Dr. Mbula is reported to have expressed sadness over the post-election protests in Tanzania, where opposition supporters have taken to the streets to condemn the polls, citing political favoritism, intimidation and restrictions on free speech. The Civil Society Elections Integrity Forum Zambia, CSEIFZ, is disappointed with the manner by which the Electoral Commission of Zambia is handling the ongoing voter registration exercise. Forum Chairperson Solomon Ngoma has described the registration of only 200,080 voters during phase one of the exercise as alarming, adding that the figure only represents just a small fraction of the eligible population. Mr. Ngoma has therefore urged the ECZ to take the process with the seriousness it deserves, warning that at the current pace, the Commission risks failing to conduct a credible and fair 2026 general election. He cited sentiments by President Hakainde Hichilema and other stakeholders over the persistent breakdown of ECZ voter registration equipment, which he said is slowing down the process and undermining public confidence. Mr. Ngoma has since called on the Commission to urgently address the operational challenges and ensure more citizens are captured in the upcoming phases. The forum has further appealed to the electoral body to extend the voter registration exercise until the end of December 2025.
We, the Civil Society Elections Integrity Forum Zambia, expresses our deep concern over the Electoral Commission of Zambia's handling of the ongoing voter registration exercise. The registration of only 200,080 voters during phase one is alarming and low and represents just a small fraction of eligible voters. We urge the ECZ to take this process with the seriousness it deserves At this rate, we are compelled to conclude that the Commission is not adequately prepared to conduct a credible and a fair election in 2026. We echo the statement and the sentiments of President Akindele and other stakeholders regarding the significant step-down of ECZ voter registration equipment. These technical failures are significant, throwing down the process and undermining public confidence.
Justice Minister Princess Kasune says government is happy with the public response on the ongoing constitution amendment process. The development, she observed, demonstrates a clear sign that many Zambians are eager to take part in the process. Speaking at a press briefing in Lusaka, Ms. Kasune disclosed that the first phase of the exercise is taking place in central, northern, eastern and northwestern and western provinces. She further guided that the final submissions will be made at the council chambers in all districts to give more citizens a chance to participate. Ms. Kasune has therefore urged the general public, including members of parliament, to get involved, emphasizing that the process is an important opportunity for the country in the quest to shape the supreme law.
There has been tremendous overwhelming response in terms of the submissions that are being made. May I highlight just some of those who have been captured this far and the overwhelming response. The following are the traditional leaders, civil society, students from different universities and indeed colleges, and of course the members of the public who are participating in all these provinces in making their submissions to the technical committee. In the provinces covered so far, they had to go into the night to receive the physical submissions. That's how much these provinces have been overwhelmed with the submissions.
The Ministry of Tourism has confirmed that a 55-year-old man from Josefu District survived a leopard attack earlier this week. According to the ministry, the incident happened on Tuesday, October 28th, when Mr. Binlo Nirenda of Yoramu Village in Chief Magodi's area was attacked by a stray sub-adult male leopard while returning from his farm around 09 hours. In defense, Mr. Nirenda fought back using an axe he was carrying and managed to kill the animal. He sustained injuries to both hands and minor wounds on his face and was rushed to Kamuna Hospital in Chasefu, where he is reported to be in stable condition. The Department of National Parks and Wildlife has since collected the leopard's carcass for examination and preservation. Meanwhile, the ministry says it will conduct a wildlife assessment in the area to understand animal movement patterns and increase community sensitization on how to safely coexist with wildlife. It adds that surveillance will also be strengthened in open and farming areas far from protected zones such as Lumimba and Musalangu game management areas. The ministry has assured the public of its continued commitment to protecting both people and wildlife while working to prevent similar incidents in the future. In international news, tensions have escalated in Tanzania as hundreds of demonstrators clashed with police in the commercial capital, Dar es Salaam, demanding that the Electoral Commission halt the release of results from Wednesday's national vote. The unrest has prompted military deployment and an internet shutdown as protests spread nationwide. The opposition has rejected the early results, particularly in semi-autonomous Zanzibar, where the Electoral Commission declared incumbent President Hussein Mwinyi the winner with 78.8% of the vote. Opposition leaders denounced that they called massive fraud, vowing to announce their next steps soon. A senior opposition figure accused the ruling Chama cha Mapinduzi, CCM, of robbing Tanzanians of a real choice after presidential candidates from the two main opposition parties were barred from running. A security source confirmed to AFP that the army has been mobilized to support police in Dar es Salaam, where protesters have taken to the streets for a third consecutive day. The demonstrations began on Wednesday after youths rallied against what they described as harassment of opposition leaders and an election with no credible alternatives. Vehicles, a gas station and police posts were set on fire during the chaos. Still in international news, as Mali's fuel crisis deepens, the United States has joined other nations, including Italy and Germany, in urging citizens to leave the country quickly. We now take a break and we'll return shortly with sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM. ICAP.
from NAPSA has officially launched. You can now access your account and NAPSA services in a smarter, faster, and more secure way. Visit icare.napsa.co.zm and take full